I moved toward the light without any fear of what was beyond it. I had a feeling everything would be all right now. As I stepped inside, a warmth engulfed me. It was a sense of well-being and youthful exuberance that I hadn't felt in 50 years. I was no longer the old man that cried when he saw his reflection in the mirror that morning. I'd somehow recaptured the best year of my life. When I was 32. My power was at its greatest that year. I was becoming a man that I felt proud of being. I wished then that I could always be 32. Now the light began to thin as I grew near to the voices of my life. I could hear my grandmother. She was my best friend until I was 12. She would tell me about my father and what a wonderful man he was. I believed her because I knew she wanted me to. Once, after I swore a lifelong oath of secrecy, she told me of her love of all loves, her only real true love. Soulmate she lost in her youth. Today I could see a youthful version of the smile that always greeted me with open arms. Her best year was much younger than mine, and so was his. Then there was Fox and Dingus and Mike Coffeen, barely 11, but already dressed up in olive drab and old helmet liners, running down by the creek with her BB guns, preparing for a war that would someday take something from all of them. I could hear the voice of my first love. My heart raced again for a moment. It reminded me of the way she looked on that crisp, sunny April day when we kissed for the first time. We were 15. She would be the one to teach my heart what to look for when I was 32. The light was fully behind me now, but there was still one more voice I wanted to hear. Then it softly touched my ears like warm hands. It was her voice, the one that had comforted me for all those years. A voice that could rebuild a broken ego with gentle praise. Yet one with strength enough to keep me humble when I became too full of myself. It was the voice I had missed so much. The wonderful, wonderful voice I first heard when I was 32.
I think I've made more wrong decisions in my life than right ones. I've been very selfish, and I've hurt a lot of really nice people because of it. Sometimes I wish I could go back and change a few things. But sadly, if anyone could actually grant me a wish, I'd probably ask for money.